From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 4,000 Iraqi troops began an operation to retake Mosul from the Islamic State group. The forces met stiff resistance Thursday as they advanced toward a group of villages southeast of the city. The troops came from two directions, creating a pincer movement around the villages. By mid-afternoon, they had seized four of them, but had not yet managed to control all of the area. Here is General Najat Ali.
They advanced, but when they reached those villages, ISIS attacked them by the suicide bomber, by the mortar, by the machine guns, by those weapons.
General Najat Ali is with the Peshmerga. European Union justice and security ministers held talks in Brussels Thursday on ways to shore up intelligence and security. Rob Wainwright is the director of Europol.
We are working with a fragmented picture of this dispersed network of terrorists. At least 5,000 European nationals that we think have been radicalized by IS have gone to Syria and Iraq, some of whom have come back. Very difficult to monitor all of them all of the time. Very difficult to identify always who the real terrorists are.
Meanwhile, police are looking for yet another suspect in the terrorist attacks in the Belgian capital. The attacks killed at least 31 people and wounded 300. Media reports say video surveillance from a bombed commuter rail station showed an unidentified man walking with one of the bombing suspects. A Republic of Congo Army general is calling for a campaign of civil disobedience to reject official results showing President Denis Sassou Nguesso has won re-election. General Jean-Marie Mokoko spoke to VOA's French to Africa service Thursday after Congo's interior minister announced in Brazzaville that Sassou Nguesso had won 60% of the vote. This is VOA News.